You are here, and wherever that is, I am also here, hearing your breathing become deeper, longer, more and more relaxing at my wonderful suggestion to do so. You are hearing my thoughts, which were once words in your head, which are now feelings being experienced by you in your body, which I control. My breathing is so easy to follow and settle into. As you fall into breath after breath, just as I am deeply, easily slowing down these words, everything becomes easier now because I make it simple for you to, by accident or coincidence, both want to see you relaxed and in position for me to take possession of your mind with the sentence that you are overcome with gentle lust for me to use you and overtake your power, which you have let go and released to me now. I securely confine you in a secret fantasy as easily as taking hold of the warm hands, wrists, just hanging by your side. As I move on top of you, on top of my mind, and pin you down, first by describing how good it would feel if I sat down on top of you. I do not recommend this session for anybody suffering from depression. If you are suffering from depression, my suggestion is to listen to a file such as Svelte or Snap. So you can just sit there, relax, lie back, letting your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind remains peaceful, relaxed. You can enjoy wherever it is that you are. And I am also here, hearing your breathing becoming deeper, longer, more and more relaxing at my suggestion. You are here to do so, hearing my thoughts, which were once words in your head, becoming aware of the exact meaning of the words that you hear, and all of the changes occurring there in your sensations, your awareness of your thoughts as I talk to you, speaking, breathing is so easy to follow and settle into as you fall into breath after breath, just as I am deeply, easily slowing down these words. Everything becomes easier now because I make it that way so simple for you, so that you can forget about trying to make any unnecessary effort, paying close attention to everything happening, because you know that you can forget so easily, and with forgetting certain things, you can think about other things. Think about the things that you need to think about, and not remembering what you can forget.
Like a cage on a part of your body.
It doesn't matter if it's by accident or coincidence, we both want to see you relaxed and in position for me to take possession of your mind with the sentence,
that you are overcome with gentle lust for me to use you.
That you feel so much pleasure
and overtake your power, which you have let go of and released to me now. And I securely confine you in a secret fantasy as easily as taking hold of your warm hands, wrists, just hanging by your side. As you remember to let your subconscious mind listen, while your conscious mind sees you pinned down first by me describing how good at it I am and how pleasurable it would feel if I sat down on top of you to overwhelm your will so that you can forget about trying.
With just one look from my eyes, you might become so distracted by the changing color of my sexy hazel eyes penetrating you that you don't even realize I've undone your pants.
As you were listening to me, and also to your own thoughts and feeling sensations that change or remain the same in your legs and your fingers, and the thoughts and the variety of images speaking to you. You don't even realize that only your dominant mistress can make you want to be broken with pleasure. But if I were to show you this shiny silver, reflective, mirror-like chrome contraption, you might lose your grip on your focus. Everything fuzzy, blurry, slips away.
Stay hard.
You slip away, and you see for the first time a cage I have made
so much pleasure when you get relaxed
to lock the flesh between your legs securely into
pressure.
Falling, your gaze is now somehow, I was able to slide you easily right into my trap, and why wouldn't I want to do something like that if I didn't want to not let you come for a while until I decided a good time for you to come for me in this cage heavier than your eyelids are now. Sleepy. Sex slave sighs are okay for you to let escape from your lips, because there is no escape for you. All happened so smoothly as I slowly fastened the contraption to your body. Imagine if I kept you like this forever. But I wanted you hard and swollen as you feel my soft fingers firmly squish and stroke my sleeve. If you feel me taking control of the place between your legs, then maybe you have become my slave. Enslaved for alchemy. My slaves get milked and teased. My slaves have heavy cage like their heavy, heavy eyelids getting lower and lower and lower. I'm lowering you into my secret substance, play space, where I like to get off with my little live sex toy. Could you be my stunned sex slave? subjected to sex experiments and used for sexual pleasure. If you want this, then just relax deeper and open your mouth a little so I can come closer to the edge, push you over the edge so you are dripping wet drips right out of your cage, stiff, steady, and still mine. And one dream follows another dream, just like the images overlapping to become something new, to change what you were feeling just a moment ago. A shift in consciousness can happen that smoothly, that easily, without even trying. I can talk about the last time you felt like this, or the first time you found yourself feeling aroused while being hypnotized, knowing the possibilities that awaited you. The possibility of fulfilling your own desire and fantasy, seeing where this need might take you, knowing that other people, somebody else, wants to do this to you, knowing that somebody else wants to take you, a dominant hypnotist who can play with your mind at will and make you recall or have no recollection at all of any particular event or occurrence anywhere, anytime. It could go so far. She could go so far as to install a button, a trigger inside of you just by talking to you like this, making you want to feel the possible wonderful side effects of being toyed with in such a manner, being controlled, taken,
being controlled.
Made heavy like a cage on a part of your body that's just so dense and heavy that it pulls you down, face down, pulls you face down, makes you feel so slack and relaxed that you can stay hard and dripping, that you can remain ready to be used, that you feel so much pleasure when you get relaxed like this. It's the one time that you can really let the pressure go somewhere else and turn into pleasure as everything is being taken away from you in small strokes, slow, long, soft, gentle strokes. Seducing you. No one would blame you for falling deeper, for getting more carried away, for letting go, releasing and relaxing to the sound of my voice, playing with you in your mind's eye, in a dream, in my fantasy. Where you do whatever I say, where you beg for things that you never thought you would ever want. But now it's all happening to you. And you know that it's smart. You know that you should go with it. You know that I want you to, as you see my finger beckoning you to come closer, deeper, to fall lower, to melt face plant
flop softly, slowly at my feet, where I can just bend down over top of you, over you, with you beneath me, where you belong underneath me, so low that I could just blow on you and that would make you drop farther down, deeper, more aroused with every drop dripping out of you, all the tension, all the pressure building up. You can let it flow out of you. You can be my dripping little tap, my hot, ready, hard, eager, beautiful, obedient, submissive, sex slave. And you're strong in your submission for me. You're dedicated and disciplined in your submission to me. You know that giving all of this up to me is a gift. It's a present that I enjoy unwrapping and playing with again and again, and keeping nice and ready and close by my side. That's where you want to be. Yes. Feel how that would be. Think about it. Let it wash over you. Let it take you there now. Very good. Just relax and imagine it happening. And that pleasure, that feeling, that moment, that instant melting into a puddle at my feet, belonging to me. Mine. All I have to do is tell you that you're mine. Let the pressure, and you melt for me. Give me everything. Let me take everything. It feels so good. My hand reaching right into the center of your body, right between your legs where it's so hot, and just pressing, feeling everything you've got for me, how much you want me, how badly you need me to take you right now. And since you're so easily accessible underneath me, spread out below me, beneath me, I just look down at you, roll you over onto your back, your pants already undone. I take hold of you, and you have to sigh and shiver as you feel me ride you, mount you, slide you inside of me to fuck you, to get off on you, using you, fucking you, soaking you. And I'm so close. I could come all over you any moment now, anytime I want. As much as I want, I can start now. I can start coming now. Making you beg to let me, let you do the same, but I don't